this year we're calling it Rock and Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's a new twist on it. It's going to be a big party. You can dress up like your favorite band. We're going to have a special menu with probably like an AC/DC burger and Aerosmith fries or something like that.
Boy, I wonder where that came from. But no, that sounds fun. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So fundamentally, what's going on?
Okay. It's March this year, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and we are at River Rock Lanes in Ishpeming and Superior Entertainment Center right here in Marquette.
Mm-hmm. And the way it works is you can put together a team or do it individually right. with some folks, but then what? What happens?
Well, get together with some friends, family members, coworkers. If you have five people on your team, that's a good amount.
Sure.
And you go and sign up your team. The team captain signs up your team, and then the rest of the people go in and sign up as well on our website, which is bbbsmqt.org, and just click on Bowl for Kids' Sake.
It certainly seems like this event has a lot of history out there, that a lot of mm-hmm. people have been doing it, but you're always ready to welcome new folks. How do they get involved? Do they have like forms to fill out, or what do they got to do?
Yeah, they just go online mm-hmm. and fill out, sign up, to participate in Bowl for Kids' Sake. They can fundraise online, or we can send them a pledge sheet.
So they go out and they get these pledges, and then that's based on how much they bowl or what? I mean, just a little bit of fundamental on that.
The minimum is $75. So let's say you ask three friends to give you $25.
Sure.
And as you increase the amount of pledges, you're eligible for grand prizes and so on, which we have a great, great grand prizes. And that gives you two games of bowling and a very cool tech t-shirt with the Rock and Bowl logo on it, and then our sponsors on the back.
Sponsors are definitely key in making this happen. I know you've got some folks you want to thank.
Oh, yeah. Our main sponsors this year are Honor Credit Union and UPHP. We also have Lasco, SWIC, River Valley Bank, Klosner, Stewart & Sheridan, Iron Range Agency, 44 North, M-Bank, Moyle Trucking, Lyle Warner, Edward Jones, UPEA, VAST, Plan Sponsor Consultants, Orthopedic Associates, UP Rehab, and A. Jacobson Landscaping.
Wow, it's a lot of support right
yeah,
there from the business.
Yeah, a lot of great businesses
That's
supporting
good.
Us this year.
Now, if people, again, want to sign up, what's the way to do that?
bbbsmqt.org. And click on Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Joined in the studio by Jane Letts, a ray of sunshine on this Friday morning.
Talking Thank you all.
Well, we're talking about
nice.
Big Brothers Big Sisters
yeah.
and Rock and Bowl for Kids' Sake. But we'll give them all the details again, what's going on. But with the funds that are raised with this event and the other fundraisers, but this is really the big fundraiser for you guys.
It is.
Where does this money go? What do you do with it?
The money goes to help us match more kids in our program, in both community-based and school-based. Our school-based programs have become very, very strong. We have what we call girl power and dude power in the schools, where we match high school juniors and seniors, and they are fantastic leaders and mm-hmm. great mentors to the middle school kids. And in fact, in Florida, at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, there were 27 bigs at that school.
Wow, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to sort of... I guess we hear the term mentoring. That is part of it, but it's also this to have that social activity, that ability to maybe experience some things that they might not be able to without having someone like this in their lives, correct?
Correct. They learn new activities. Their confidence improves. They're less likely to become involved in alcohol and drugs. Their school performance improves. And when we're in the schools for our girl power and dude power, we have sessions where we talk about relationships, how to get along with each other, mm-hmm. how to talk to each other face to face, bullying.
Right. Okay, when they talk about this now, there's a process, I'm sure, to become a big.
Yes, there
if
is.
Someone is listening this morning, a man or a woman that wants to get involved, what is the way to do that?
Okay, we have an intake process, of course, for everybody, and we do background checks, and we have to abide by the standards of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, and we recently went through a very rigorous audit that took about 9 months, and we were found to be in compliance with all the standards. So we're very proud of that. So the standards help us with our intake process, with our volunteers, which we call our bigs, and our children and parents, which we call our littles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's background checks, home interviews, and so on.
It certainly seems like it is a rewarding thing. I know over the years we've spoken with some of the bigs and the littles here on the show. They've been in on various things.
Yeah.
And it always sounds like it is just the word that I walk away with is rewarding for both.
It's very rewarding. And, you know, next year, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties will celebrate 50 years of being in Marquette County. And so many lives have been touched by our program over the years. Chelsea, our program manager, and I yesterday were talking out a business in Marquette, and we named off five people that work at that business that have been involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I think one of the indicators of the success of the effort is also how many of the sponsors you have lined up and folks have lined up for this upcoming event.
Yes.
And this is, again, Rock and Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Yes.
When and where and how do folks get involved?
Okay, Rock and Bowl for Kids' Sake is March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. There's evening shifts, and it's at Superior Entertainment Center in River Rock Lanes in Ishpeming. Sign up. You can call our office at 475-7801 or go to our website, which is bbbsmqt.org.
And you have a little bit of a theme to it this year that your teams can, you can kind of dress up as your favorite rock band or whatever.
Yeah, you can dress up like Steven Tyler or whoever you want.
Have you got something in mind, maybe?
I know someone who is going to dress up as Steven Tyler.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. The music's going to be going. The Thursday night shift has Global. There's going to be a tap takeover, a special rockin' menu, great bucket auctions. We've got some great items, one of which is lodging at the Rome Inn and an appetizer.
Munising.
That's really one of our great bucket items that we have. So come on out. It's a lot of fun. It's easy to do, and it's a great team-building thing to do with your staff at work or friends and family.
Student groups, whatever it may
be.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Again, when and where and how do folks sign up?
Okay. March 22nd through 24th, and you just go to our website, sign up your team and the people on your team at bbbsmqt.org.